But I'll take it any way we can get it these days. And had to hold on for dear life. Didn't think we'd need Devin Williams in that game, but the Brewers closed it out. They've won the first two games in Cincinnati. That means a winning streak of two in a row. We'll talk about it next here on Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Great to have you along here on Locked On Brewers. I'm your host, Chuck Freeman. Yeah, Devin Williams. Didn't think we'd need him in this game. The Brewers held on for a 10-8 victory, got out to a 9-1 lead, and had to hold on for dear life in the end. Devin Williams stranding the bases loaded, getting the final two outs. He was taking over for Jake Cousins. You know, he's given an opportunity in this game. You know, Craig Counsell showing some faith. People ask why Jake Cousins is not on this roster. 10-6 heading into the bottom of the ninth inning, having some faith in Cousins. All right, here's an opportunity, giving him an opportunity. Here's Craig Counsell giving this guy an opportunity to close out a game because he's not a real high leverage guy, but okay, you got a 4-run lead in a high scoring game, bottom of the ninth inning. And you just couldn't wait to get him out of there because he was hit and gave him three hits. Or he walked and then gave two hits, three batters. He had to face the old, you know, that stupid rule. You got to face the minimum of three hitters, and then you can take him out of there. And they did that with Jake Cousins, but they couldn't get him out of there fast enough. I think they would have got him out of there after the walk on four pitches. But I was ready for Devin Williams. Let's just get Devin Williams. Tap out and go. Let's get out of here. And so Devin had to clean up a mess, and he did. Loud one run, not his, but still, bottom line is the Brewers won. Yeah, take it any way we can get it. You know, just trying to piece things together. There were plenty of good to come out of this game, and there were some of these things in this game where you just got to shake your head and say, how did they win? How did they get out to a 9-1 lead? How did they hold on? First of all, yeah, Devin closes it out. He's 10 for 10 in saver opportunities. But we're going to get into some of the other parts of this game as well. Some of the good and some of the bad. Thanks for joining us. I'm Chuck Freeman. Many of you know me as being a longtime sports talk show host in Milwaukee. Morning sports anchor at 1310 WIBA Madison. Been covering the Brewers for over 40 years for AP Radio as well. Thank you, everybody out there who makes Locked On Brewers your first listen to every day, whether you're following us on Google, Spotify, or Apple. Those are the places. Those are some of the major ones out there where you could download Locked On Brewers, and you could set some notifications to when we download these. We're here 7 days a week after every game, so appreciate it. And, you know, of course, on Locked On Brewers, we're on YouTube as well, and we are growing on YouTube. We are growing. Just search and find Locked On Brewers. Find me on Twitter as well. Love to talk to you all on Twitter. Chuck Freeman, F-R-E-I-M-U-N-D. Follow me on Twitter and it'll list every place we have. I drop the episode on so many different platforms, and you could tell on my Twitter account just where I drop them. And I let you know when we drop them. I let you know on Twitter, hey, episodes are out. Go find them. And there's a link right there. There's press right there. Or go, but better yet, set yourself and be an everydayer. Just like a lot of you out there, just everydayers, following us on Twitter, watching the show on YouTube, or downloading us. I love it. And because we're all in this together, we are a Brewers community. And games like today, well, if you're a Brewer fan, you know what that's all about, okay? Pulling your hair out, thinking, my God, are they going to blow this game 9-1? Are they going to blow this game up 9-1? Blake Perkins becomes the second Brewer this year, and I believe the fifth overall, to hit a grand slam in his first at bat. Remember Bryce Terang did it earlier this year? How fantastic that was. He had done that against the Mets. So, yeah, Blake Perkins, who's finding himself in the right field because the Brewers are so injured right now. We're looking for bodies out there. And Blake was up earlier in the year. Struggled, got a chance to play today and making the most of his opportunity by pitching in, five RBIs, four of them on the Grand Slam. He's going to get some at-bats. Darren Ruff on the injured list. So again, with guys after guys are going down, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if Blake Perkins is ready for major league pitching. I don't know, to be honest with you. The jury is still out there. I don't know if he's an everyday, no, he's not an everyday major leaguer, but even a guy off the bench, don't think he's even a reserve at this point. But the Reds pitcher, Graham Ashcroft, was so bad. He has been just so terrible. And I was telling you on yesterday's podcast, I think they could hit this guy. I think they could finally score some runs off him. And they did. They piled up some early runs. He gave up like 10 runs. He was just awful. But then after the Brewers got out to a 9-1 lead and 10-3, Reds just kept on chipping away. They had, it's almost comical. They had 9 stolen bases. The Reds did. 9 stolen bases. Brewer pitching allowed 10 walks. Still won the game. Third time this year they were in double digits scoring runs, the Brewers. But not a lot of times this year the Brewers have won games with their bats. And you got to, once in a while, as badly as they've been on offense this year, got to find a way to score some runs. And thankfully they did. Again, Perkins hitting that grand slam, and it was all good. Other than that, like two other players had more than one hit today. Just an odd game, but it's been an odd season. And it's odd that they're in first place. Only a handful of games out of first place, but I'm not going to argue. Okay. May sound like I'm complaining a little bit, but I'll tell you, if they would have lost that game, would not have been happy. This show is brought to you in part by Game Time. We'll tell you about Willie Adames. Going to get some at-bats tomorrow in Appleton. We'll tell you about that coming up here in a little bit. And tell you about tomorrow's starters as the Brewers have clinched at least a tie in this series. And I'll go for more tomorrow in Cincinnati. It's a 4-game set. The show is brought to you by Game Time. Game Time, just a tremendous app for buying tickets for concerts, baseball games, basketball, football, you name it. Download the Game Time app, and you'll find how easy it is. You go to Game Time, and you start searching for your tickets, and you go to the spot. You see a ticket you like. Go to the spot you like, and click it on, and it'll show you, hey, this is where you're going to be sitting. It's awesome. And right now, we got a great deal with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB. That's LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your first purchase. You got to take advantage of this. You're going to buy some tickets. You know, the Brewers got a homestand coming up. The Orioles are coming up in town next week. So download the Game Time app. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed, but put that promo code in there, Locked On MLB, for $20 off your first purchase. Willie Adames is going to make a start. Initially, the Brewers had said, well, he's just going to go out there and work out with the team, and which would have been fine. Okay. But Willie's going to get some at-bats tomorrow. He's going to DH for the Timber Rattlers. They have a 12 o'clock start, 12:15, I believe. And he is going to play. And I think, you know, for those of you who live in northern Wisconsin or in the Fox Valley, there's a lot of Brewer fans obviously up there. And the Timber Rattlers are just, it's so awesome that they're an affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. Rob Zurjoff, terrific president. And after all these years, and the Brewers have been there, God, I don't even know how many years. Was it 10, 15? As an affiliate, the Rattlers is an affiliate of the Brewers. And it's just natural. It should have been the whole time. You know, they were with the Mariners and the White Sox those years, but they're with the Brewers, and it's terrific for a situation like this where they've had major leaguers go up there and, you know, basically get their stroke back, go up there and work out with the team, okay? Willie will probably buy a meal for the entire team like all the major leaguers do. You know, when the major leaguers go up to Appleton, they buy the a spread for the house, for the clubhouse, that is, because the guys in minor leagues, a single A, those guys are eating sandwiches or whatever after games, pretzels. But usually a major leaguer goes up there, and Woodruff has been up there. They all been up there on a rehab assignment. It's not all of them, but guys who've had rehab assignments, they go up there, and you know, the major leaguer typically will buy the clubhouse, the players there, a spread. And you'll see these minor leaguers just sticking food in everywhere, taking home bags of food because they don't get to eat like that. So I'm sure, I'm not putting words in Willie's mouth that he's going to do this, but typically that's what major leaguers do. They buy the post-game spread for the team. But more importantly, fans up there are going to have a chance to see Willie play. He's not going to play shortstop, but he's going to go out there and he's going to get a few at-bats. So that's going to be really cool. So buy your tickets. You know, go to the Timber Rattlers website. They'll be selling tickets for the game. And it's right off 41. It's an easy drive from Milwaukee if you want to go up and watch the game tomorrow. I know the Brewers are playing, but it's going to be a wonderful day in Wisconsin. And to see the Timber Rattlers. The Timber Rattlers are never a bad option. Never a bad option at all. And it's a wonderful stadium. They're always doing nice things to it. And there's lots of promotions and all that. I love going to the Timber Rattler games. I do not go to enough of them because I cover most of my time is spent covering the Brewers in the summer. But I've always said, hey, you know, I gotta make it up there because I drive by the place during the wintertime, going to Packer games and all that, and I just don't make an effort enough to or find enough time. But yeah, you get a chance, you're gonna enjoy yourself at a Timber Rattler game and see Willie Adames tomorrow, maybe get his autograph as well. All right, we'll come right back and we'll tell you about tomorrow's matchups. That's next here on Locked On Brewers on the Locked On Podcast Network. We are your team every day. Welcome back to Locked On Brewers. I'm your host, Chuck Freeman. The Brewers and Reds 12:15 tomorrow with that first pitch against the Reds. Catch every pitch of the Brewers hometown broadcast, SiriusXM, the SXM app, search Brewers. And you're going to catch all the games on SiriusXM and the SXM app as well. Adrian Hauser pitches against the Reds coming up. And he had a horrible outing last week against Toronto. 4 innings pitch, 11 hits. He was just tattooed after the Brewers had won the first game and that they had lost 2 of 3 in that series. And he had pitched in one of the two losses. He had given up 7 runs, just was terrible. Hauser. And there's no better way to put it. 4 innings, 11 hits. That Blue Jay offense just teed off on him. And that was the story there. Quite honestly, was just not that good. And Hauser hasn't been very good. He did have a couple of solid starts. I take that back. Before that outing, he had 2 solid starts, including one where he had pitched like 6 innings. So Adrian's going to get the ball. Now, the guy who's pitching for the Reds tomorrow is not very good. Ben Lively got his first win since 2018 in his last start, or 2017 in his last start. He gave up, went 5 2/3, gave up 4 hits. He's a right-handed pitcher. He's a journeyman. He's like 31 years old, been bouncing around. And he is, he's off to a good start this year, though. He's made 3 starts so far. He's pitched out of the bullpen, but he's been good. His ERA is 1.99. He's 3-2 on the season, but only has made a handful of starts and again, got his first win as a starter in 2017, his last time out. But Ben Lively, his stuff is not that good. I watched him pitch. It's not that good. Another guy the Brewers can feast on a little bit. Ben Lively, hopefully. And hopefully the Reds aren't saying the same thing about Adrian Hauser. Take the over tomorrow, I guess. That's going to do it. We got the win. Yeah, it wasn't pretty. You didn't think with a 9-1 game you're going to have to use Devin Williams to get the save. But got out of a mess, Devin. Did created by Jake Cousins and the Brewers. Oh, and Colin Ray. Colin Ray gets the win in this game. You know, I want to see what Colin Ray's line was. He went 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned runs. Hey, we'll take it. He gave a home run, but by gosh, you will take that every day. As I say, with Colin Ray, 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs. Absolutely. On 93 pitches, his ERA right around 5 right now. I'll take that. Thank you. And the offense supporting him for a change, supporting a start for the Brewers for the chance. All right, they've got a split in Cincinnati. Let's take the series with a win tomorrow in Cincinnati. 12:15, the first pitch, SiriusXM on the SXM app, search Brewers. Thank you, all you everydayers out there. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. As always, joining us on Locked On Brewers on the Locked On Podcast Network. We are your team every day. I'm Chuck Freeman. Good night, everybody.